Welcome to Bible Strong. I am so happy that you have made Bible Strong a part of your day. Bible Strong, the truth experience. The fundamental characteristics of truth is its consistency in the face of every known and unknown fact. Truth remains consistent. Circumstances cannot change truth. It's final. It's absolute. In his prayer to the Father, those who believed on him, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth." Truth is not academic. Truth is the ultimate principle of life. And the workings of God is truth in action. Don't you believe that? I do. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair and lean in. At the end of my previous lesson, I told you that I was going to teach from the 14th chapter of the book of Genesis. And I asked you to read this chapter, to read it carefully, to read it more than one time. So now, I hope that you have your Bibles open to Genesis chapter 14, because in this chapter, we're going to find some firsts, some things that this was the first time that it is ever mentioned in the Bible. So, if your Bible is open to Genesis 14th chapter, you'll find that four kings in the surrounding area of the plains of Jordan made war against the king of Sodom and his confederates. Did you know this is the first time in the Bible that war is mentioned? Can you believe that? In the previous 13 chapters, the world had been created and destroyed, but yet there was no mention of war. There was mention of evil and wickedness and all kinds of malice, but it's never mentioned in the Bible until the 14th chapter that there was ever a war. Now, war, as bad as we hate it, as much as we dread war, as much as we are against war, sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes we have to defend those we love. Sometimes we have to defend the country in which we live in. We don't love war, but yet we find war with all of its atrocities is sometimes necessary. I hate it. You hate it. Our young men hate it. But we know that war is inevitable. And so, we find that the four kings of the first verse came up against the five kings in the second verse, which included Sodom and Gomorrah and three other countries round about them. The enemy came in and took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, all of their victuals and all of their children and their wives and their strong men. And they went their way. But one survived, one escaped, and he came and told Abraham that his kinsman had been taken. Told Abraham, the Hebrew. Now again, this word Hebrew is the first time we read this word in the Bible. In this 13th verse of the 14th chapter of Genesis, the Bible calls Abram the Hebrew. And when Abram the Hebrew heard that his brother Lot was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. I like what the scripture says. Abraham didn't go out and enlist people from the neighborhood. Abraham didn't sound the alarm, and his neighbors ran to help. The Bible says he armed his trained servants. Maybe Abraham was expecting one day he too may have to fight. We find that Abraham had the fighting equipment. Since Abraham was rich in gold and silver, as well as cattle, I'm sure that he had some of the most modern weapons that money could buy. Not only that, he trained his servants to use these weapons. These were men born in his own house, men he could trust, men he could depend on, men who had undergone the training and prepared themselves for such a time as this. Have you ever wondered why you fail so much? Have you ever wondered why you haven't won the battle? Have you ever wondered why you are so easily defeated? Well, it could be you have not prepared yourself. You've not trained for the war to come. You have not armed yourself with the weapons of righteousness. You have not put on the full armor of God that you might be able to stand. And having done all to stand, therefore stand. These men were trained servants, born in his own house, men he could depend on. Pastors, I want to tell you, if you want a church council that you can depend on, if you want a ministerial staff that you can depend on, get one that's born in your own congregation. Train him. Arm him with the word. Arm him with right doctrine. Arm him with all that is necessary that he may help you when the war sets home. Well, pastors, that didn't cost you a dime. That was free advice. The Bible says when Abraham heard it, that's when he went into action, arming his servants. And then the Bible says that Abraham pursued them unto Dan. And then he divided his servants, which was armed to the T. And he and his servants by night smote them. And the Bible says he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Abraham went and brought back all that the enemy had taken. There's a song there somewhere, don't you think? And if not, somebody ought to write one. I'm going into the enemy's territory and take back what belongs to me. That's what Abraham did. He went and slaughtered the five kings. Can you imagine that? 318 trained servants, only 318 men up against five kings and their soldiers. Tell me God is not great. Tell me God can't win with few as well as with many. God doesn't count the numbers. There is nothing too hard for God. 318 servants, and God is always a majority. In your situation, you and God is a majority. Trust Him. Believe in Him. Go forth in His name, and you will bring back all that the enemy has stolen. You don't back God down with numbers. Don't get discouraged. God is never late.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and then she cried. Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him. He'd still be alive. But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you've waited so long. But his way is God's way, not yours or mine. And isn't it great when he's 4 days late, he's still on time. Jesus said, Martha, show me the grave. But she said, Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. The gravestone was rolled back. Then Jesus cried, Lazarus, come forth. Then somebody said, he's alive, he's alive.
Listen each weekday at this time for Bible Strong Radio Ministry, designed to enable you to become Bible Strong with host C.M. Atkinson. Send correspondence to Bible Strong Radio Ministry, Post Office Box 16512, Bristol, Virginia 24209, or visit BibleStrong316.org.